Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you something, saints. The devil thinks far too highly of himself. He considers himself king of a lot of kingdoms. He really does. He considers himself king. But that, his thinking too highly of himself was his original downfall. Did you know that? In Isaiah 14 and 12 it says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the earth, in the north. And I will ascend above the height of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High." The devil thinks that he can take over. The devil thinks that he can overcome the child of God. The devil thinks that he can overcome in this service. He thinks that he can overcome in this church. We have been watching the enemy come at this church recently harder than he has ever fought us before. Come on, it's all right, Andrew. Go ahead and clap the Lord. Clap, praise God. Because when he covered us harder than he ever has before, we're still here. Amen. He has come at me to kill me. I'm telling you, he's tried to kill me my entire life. Before I got saved, I had 9 car accidents in 7 days. Yes. Yep. And every time he tried, he destroyed several cars that I was in. And I didn't break a blood. I didn't break a bone. I didn't get a bruise. I didn't get a scratch. Two times in all my years of car accidents, I have hit the steering wheel with my chest so hard that it doubled the steering wheel back. And didn't break a rib. Didn't do any injury to me because God had his hand on me. God is in control, folks. I want you to know that. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. He is my champion. He is my Lord. And he is my King. God. The problem is he thinks that he is something that he is not, the devil. Because he considers himself the king of lies. You know what? He just might be the king of lies. He might be the king of lies. In John 8:44, he says, "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in it. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." How many times has the devil lied to you? How many times has he come to you and said, "You ain't going to make it"? How many times has he come to you and said, "You ain't saved, you might as well quit going to church"? How many times has he come to you and said, "There ain't nothing real about God, that preacher's making all that stuff up"? How many times has he come to you and said, "What do you keep going for? What do you keep moving for? What do you keep pressing forward for? I'm going to win in the end." The devil considers himself, Pastor Sarah, the king of infirmity. He'll come to you and he'll say, "I'm bringing this little twinge in your shoulder, in your arm. I'm making you feel like I'm taking you out. I'm making you think I'm messing with your heart. I'm making..." He came at me. He's come at me, tried to kill me so many times. Not just car accidents. He gave me congestive heart failure 10 years ago. And I don't have it anymore. He gave me kidney failure 7 years ago, and I don't have it anymore. He's coming at me left and right, trying to take me out. He's trying to kill me. But you know what, child of God? He is not the king of my life. He is not the king of my health. I serve the king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil thinks he is the king of depression. Anxiety, depression. Because he will come to you and tell you, "It's all over. You ain't going to win." He'll come to you and tell you, "I have won. I have defeated you." I'm going to tell you what, saints of God, he is the liar, the father of lies, and the king of lies. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." You know what he's doing? He's trying to find somebody that's got a weak testimony. He's trying to find somebody that's got weak consideration of their own person. He's trying to find somebody weak in spirit and lie to them and come against them. Hallelujah. He's trying to come against you to tell you you ain't going to make it. He's trying to tell you that things will never get better. He's trying to tell you that this is the best it's ever going to be, and it's only going to get worse. And I'm going to tell you what, we started out, he's the king of lies. Amen. The devil considers himself the king of unrighteousness. This is the one he whips a whole lot of Christians with. 1 John 3:8, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, that and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not God, neither he that loveth not his brother." The devil will try to tell you, you cannot be a Christian because you cannot live holy.
All right, come on, man. Come on.
He will try to tell you, "I'm the king of your body. I'm the king of your flesh. And I'm going to bring so much against you that you cannot control it.
All right.
And I'm going to win in the end." And every time we fail, we think he's going to win. We think he's beat me. There's no reason for me to keep going. Let me tell you a secret, saints of God. Hallelujah. Glory. You can keep going. You can win. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. My Father sent His Son as the propitiation of our sins. He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to wash our sins away. And Jesus came and died on that cross. He who had never sinned, He came and died on that cross and took every sin of every man, woman, born, and girl, boy, and girl ever to be born upon Himself.
Right.
And that's the punishment He took. Was my sin. Say that with me. Was my sin.
My sin.
Put your finger at your heart and say, my sin.
My sin.
Jesus took our sin. Jesus took. Glory to God, glory to God. The devil's coming against this service. He's coming against our people. The devil is all he considers himself, the king of poverty. The thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's what he's come for. But we don't stop on just that first half of that scripture. Jesus said, for I am come that they might have life, and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. And that's not just life abundantly on this planet. This is life eternal. Abundant eternal life with Him in glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. The devil considers himself the king of many kingdoms of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:3, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil thinks he is the king of all the kingdoms of the world. Just because the scripture calls him the prince of the air. Amen? The prince of the power of the air?
Yes.
The devil thinks more highly of himself than he ought to.
That's right.
See, when you're a king of a kingdom, everybody within your kingdom is supposed to bow down to you. But let me tell you something. I am a child of God.
Yes. Amen.
I do not bow down to that king. You are a child of God.
Amen.
You do not bow down to that king. Hallelujah. We bow down. We don't bow down to the king of lies. We don't bow down to the king of sickness, to the king of depression, to the king of sin, to the king of poverty, to the king of this world. We don't bow down to that. Revelation 19:11 says, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress in the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We don't bow to the kings of this world. We don't bow to the kingdoms that Satan claims kingdom of. We bow only to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. The devil has lied to and convinced many of us that he is king over our kingdoms. He's lied to you about your sickness, your health. He's lied to you about your finances. He's lied to you about your marriage. He's lied to you about your family. He's lied to you about your church. He's lied to you about your faith. He's convinced many that they are victims and that they're going to fall. But we don't serve that king. We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father.
Yeah.
Would you stand with me? Thank you, Father. I don't care how many times the enemy has come against you. I don't care how many times the enemy has brought turmoil and trouble and trials to your life. I don't care how many times he has tried to give you sickness in your body. I don't care how many times he has tried to convince you that your marriage is falling apart. I don't care how many times he has tried to tell you that this church is going to fall. It is not. I don't care how many times he's tried to tell you that your marriage is going to fall. It is not. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God.
Getting bored? Want to enjoy some relaxing music? Do you need to get updated with all the...
Well... Hallelujah. I opened the altar music and that started playing.
I didn't think that was an altar song.
Nope. It was not. The devil can convince you that he's the king of many things. He can come against you every way possible. He can come against this service every way possible. He's come against our health. He's come against our finances. He's come against our homes. He's come against our jobs. But as hard as he's coming, he's not the king. You might be fighting a battle. He might be bringing anxieties on you. But you don't have to live with that. You don't have to take that. You bring your anxieties to this altar and give it to the Lord tonight. Sister Precious, can you come help me? We don't have a service that we don't have the sinner's prayer. This sinner's prayer is one that I have been teaching children, teenagers, and even adults for 37 years. It's the simplest prayer that you could possibly remember. And these children go around teaching it to other kids. Sister Precious, can you lead us in the sinner's prayer? Go ahead.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sins. And you rose again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Man, if you're a Christian, punch the devil in the face.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.